This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. Tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast live from our flagship station, AM860. The Answer in Tampa, Florida. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. This is also my Moss Family Automotive Studio I'm sitting in, broadcasting to great radio stations across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, on the Internet and on the satellite, streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to all of our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever you happen to be, as well as our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And for everybody that's working on the third watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the all-night truck stop waitresses, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes to all those roughnecks that are working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the northern tundra right now, where it's a little bit rough right now because the price of oil has gone down below your profitable standpoint. And as William told us yesterday, some of the rigs up there have begun shutting down until the price goes back up again because they have to have a certain level to make money, and I get that. Plus all of our people over in Saudi Arabia working for Aramco, thanks a lot. And to our Merchant Marine, we appreciate you too. Now, don't forget to check out the official CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. And also on Facebook, we have a page called the Official Captain's America Third Watch. The Official Captain's America Third Watch. You go over there, sign up for the page, and then that'll get you in the chat room. Once I see you're in there, then I put you in the chat room, and all you got to do is start talking on the messenger because you're there. You're in there. Alrighty. Now, Denise apparently is taking the night off, and that's okay. She's been working very hard lately. So we're going to get started with the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we're going to talk about President Trump. And I do have a bulletin coming out of Iraq right now. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, it should be mentioned that, and here's another breaking story. Chelsea Manning attempted suicide ahead of the hearing, and now recovering in a hospital. Okay, there we go. But the story that just caught my eye just before we went to the top of the hour break is they found a little truck, a little one-ton truck, that was decked out to fire rockets, and it was hidden in a bunch of trees not very far from Camp Taji. So they found the vehicle by which the rockets were fired at the base in Camp Taji. Now, all they got to do is find the people that fired the rockets. So that's the news. And by the way, in case you haven't heard, two of our soldiers were killed. One Allied soldier was killed. 10 soldiers were wounded in that rocket attack yesterday. These were Fatusha rockets, which are supplied by Iran to the bad guys there in Iraq. And then they use them against us and whoever else they want to fire them at. Now, here's what the president had to say right off the bat yesterday in his speech at the White House.
My fellow Americans, Tonight, I want to speak with you about our nation's unprecedented response to the coronavirus outbreak that started in China and is now spreading throughout the world. Today, the World Health Organization officially announced that this is a global pandemic. We have been in frequent contact with our allies, and we are marshaling the full power of the federal government and the private sector to protect the American people. This is the most aggressive and comprehensive effort to confront a foreign virus in modern history. I am confident that by counting and continuing to take these tough measures, we will significantly reduce the threat to our citizens, and we will ultimately and expeditiously defeat this virus. From the beginning of time, nations and people have faced unforeseen challenges, including large-scale and very dangerous health threats. This is the way it always was and always will be. It only matters how you respond, and we are responding with great speed and professionalism. Our team is the best anywhere in the world. At the very start of the outbreak, we instituted sweeping travel restrictions on China and put in place the first federally mandated quarantine in over 50 years. We declared a public health emergency and issued the highest level of travel warning on other countries as the virus spread its horrible infection. And taking early, intense action, we have seen dramatically fewer cases of the virus in the United States than are now present in Europe. The European Union failed to take the same precautions and restrict travel from China and other hotspots. As a result, a large number of new clusters in the United States were seeded by travelers from Europe. After consulting with our top government health professionals, I have decided to take several strong but necessary actions to protect the health and well-being of all Americans.
Okay, well, we're going to save that for when we come back after the break, which we're coming right up on here. But the president last night giving a 10-minute speech from the White House about the coronavirus pandemic, and that's what WHO is calling it right now. It is a pandemic. It is spreading in certain areas around the world. It's estimated right now that 70% of the people in Germany could come down with this. That is unbelievable. So, Maria, I know you were listening to us a little while ago. You be safe out there in your travels, Maria, in Germany. All righty. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the phone number and tell you how to get a hold of us, and we'll be right back with more right after these short messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And this portion of the program, we're always out there doing what we're doing this time of the morning, but this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Two Guys Gun Show, coming up Saturday in Largo, Florida. Two Guys Gun Show will be there at the Min Reg Hall, 6340 126 Avenue North in Largo. That's between Almerton and Roosevelt on the west side of US 19. It's one of those in between exits. You got to get off and go down the frontage road to get through it. But anyway, they'll be open from 9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday. Stop by and see one of the largest displays of not only antique weapons from the Revolutionary, Civil, World War One, World War Two, Korean, Vietnam Wars, but also a lot of modern day weapons too. Now, they not only have guns, they have knives. So you can find out more about them at twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. And I look forward to seeing you there because I will be there on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So that'll be one of my stops. I got a second stop that day over at 11 a.m. over at Muggs to give a speech for the Convention of States group that's over there. Looking forward to talking to them. All right, now, I got a call from Blake in Valdosta, listened to us on 92.1, and he said that he was looking it up on the Internet or somewhere on the Internet that the presidential election, if there is no winner in the Electoral College, it goes to the House of Representatives for the Speaker to choose who they vote for president, and it goes to the Senate for the majority leader to depend on who they choose to vote for vice president. Well, that's only partially right. The entire Congress would vote for the president based on the presidential candidates. Republican, Democrat, Independent, whoever would be the presidential candidates. And yes, it could be an independent, it could be whatever. Whoever it is that's on the ballot that gets the most votes, and I forget how that works exactly, but they will be voted on by the entire House if that happens. The Speaker has no control over that. It's the House of Representatives. Speaker, of course, guides the process. And in the Senate, the House Majority Leader has nothing to do with who gets to be the Vice President, gets voted on there. The Senate is, again, based on majority. But the big thing is the individuals, again, being the Vice President, who is the President of the Senate, and the Speaker, being Nancy Pelosi, who is the Speaker of the House, do not have any individual authority as to who, what, when, where, or why. It's whoever the major candidates are will be brought in to be voted on. And that's left up strictly to the House of Representatives. If that were to happen, it's never happened before. And I don't expect it's going to happen this time either. We'll see. But let's go back to the President and what he was talking about. This is, again, the President speaking from the Oval Office last night.
To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight. These restrictions will be adjusted subject to conditions on the ground. There will be exemptions for Americans who have undergone appropriate screenings, and these prohibitions will not only apply to the tremendous amount of trade and cargo, but various other things as we get approval. Anything coming from Europe to the United States is what we are discussing. These restrictions will also not apply to the United Kingdom. At the same time, we are monitoring the situation in China and the South Korea, and as their situation improves, we will reevaluate the restrictions and warnings that are currently in place for a possible early opening. Earlier this week, I met with the leaders of health insurance industry who have agreed to waive all co-payments for coronavirus treatments, extend insurance coverage to these treatments, and to prevent surprise medical billing. We are cutting massive amounts of red tape to make antiviral therapies available in record time. These treatments will significantly reduce the impact and reach of the virus. Additionally, last week I signed into law an $8.3 billion funding bill to help CDC and other government agencies fight the virus and support vaccines, treatments, and distribution of medical supplies. Testing and testing capabilities are expanding rapidly day by day. We are moving very quickly. The vast majority of Americans, the risk is very, very low. Young and healthy people can expect to recover fully and quickly if they should get the virus. The highest risk is for elderly population with underlying health conditions. The elderly population must be very, very careful. In particular, we are strongly advising that nursing homes for the elderly suspend all medically unnecessary visits. In general, older Americans should also avoid non-essential travel in crowded areas. My administration is coordinating directly with communities with largest outbreaks, and we have issued guidance on school closures, social distancing, and reducing large gatherings.
All right. That's the President talking last night, and we're going to go to the phone lines again. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. This is Brian in Clearwater.
Yeah, Brian.
What you were saying before about the procedure that would take place if this happened and all that other stuff happened?
Yeah, it's under the 12th Amendment of the Constitution, if no candidate.
Yeah, the only time that ever really came up was with Rutherford B. Hayes.
Well, actually,
because they didn't want the guy who actually won, but what, as far as what the percentages of the House and the Senate that would be required to put another person in, I don't know those numbers.
Yeah.
They called it the Compromise of 1876.
Yeah, that's the only time it's happened, and I don't expect it's going to happen anytime soon, but you are right. And again, it's under the 12th Amendment to the Constitution that states if no candidate for president or vice president receives a majority of electoral votes, namely 270, that then it would go to the House of Representatives. Now, the thing of it is the person that asked me the question said, well, how about an independent could get in there, an independent candidate? Well, not necessarily, because guess what? They have to have a petition. If they're an independent candidate, third-party candidate, with 900,000 signatures on it to get on the ballot for the House of Representatives.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it when you were talking before, because I was listening to that segment of the president's speech going on right now.
Yep.
And I said, I remember that from history class or something. Rutherford B. Hayes, that's the only time that the House and the Senate ever became involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just going to mention that.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right, because I got the thing in front of me. I finally found the news story about it, and all I did was a simple Google search, and boom, there it was. It's happened once before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the guy from New York won, and they didn't like him.
You're right. Well, he didn't win it. He didn't get enough electoral votes, so it went to the House for the vote.
He won the majority of the popular vote,
right?
Not the electoral vote.
That's right. Does that sound familiar?
That was a long time ago since I was sitting studying textbooks, but I remembered that something had happened before, and I just thought about it for a minute. I said, okay, let me call Captain.
You are right.
With that one.
You are right, Brian. You're absolutely right, and thank you for the phone call.
All right, buddy.
Yep.
Take it easy.
Take care, my man. Okay, and that's Brian, and Brian's a veteran, too, and we're privileged and honored to know him. Now, I'm going to play more about what the president had to say, but I'm going to wait until probably next hour when Ron Edwards comes on, because he has an Edwards notebook that we're going to be listening to that talks about the manufacturing of a crisis, that what's going on is the manufacture of a crisis, and to a certain degree, it is, but it's not all about manufacturing a crisis, because this is now, it's gone from, and by the way, most of it you can blame on the open borders in Europe. Italy is shut down. I mean, shut down. Greece isn't far behind. Germany, for God's sakes, the BBC is reporting that 70% of the people in Germany could come down with the coronavirus because of the contact they've had with the people that are there who are already positive, that they have no idea how many are there, how they got there, because they just let them come in. They just let them come in. Wow. Unbelievable. Alrighty. We're coming back. Going to take a look at the veteran stories coming out of, and by the way, I'm going to do an update on Iraq here, Camp Taji, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump addressing the nation from the White House just hours after the World Health Organization declared a coronavirus pandemic.
We will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight.
This restriction doesn't apply to the United Kingdom. He says the government will help those impacted financially.
To ensure that working Americans impacted by the virus can stay home without fear of financial hardship, I will soon be taking emergency action, which is unprecedented, to provide financial relief. This will be targeted for workers who are ill, quarantined, or caring for others due to coronavirus. I will be asking Congress to take legislative action to extend this relief.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment, number 2 in the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where you can become an aviation maintenance tech in 14 short months and be well on your way to a gratifying, high-paying career with all kinds of benefits. So now here's more about them.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to better serve you. And by the way, Bo Browning, the Vice President of Admissions, will be here in an hour from now, and he'll be taking your questions. I've already got a couple of Internet questions. So if you want to send me a question through the chat room or via email or via the Facebook Messenger, go right ahead and do that, and we'll get it over to Bo. Now, they've got two locations to better serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one happens to be in Clearwater, Florida, which is across the bay from where I'm sitting in Tampa in Pinellas County. Clearwater, Florida is directly across the bay from Tampa. Now, you can find out about them by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or you can give them a call, at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. I'll get it right in a minute. 800-659-2080. Now, find out what it's like. Find out about the courses. Take the tour at one of their campuses, to one, either the one in Concord, Mass, or the one in Clearwater, Florida. And then you'll know. Then you'll know for sure. NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, unfortunately, yesterday, Camp Taji, Iraq, was hit with a missile attack. Rocket attack. I'll get it right in a minute. 15 Katyusha rockets fired from what we believe now is a truck with a portable launcher on board it that was not very far away from the base. Camp Taji, parked in a group of trees, pointed towards the base so it could easily be fired at the base. And it was. 15 incoming rockets killed two of our soldiers, one Allied soldier, and wounded 10 more. Now, it's believed that these Katyusha rockets more than likely came from Iran, and it's also believed that they more than likely were used by the Iranian militia there in the area. That's Muqtama al-Sadr, I believe's outfit, but the Iranian militia that was there. No one has claimed credit for it yet, but I'm sure they will. And this is just part of the ongoing situation in Iraq after we lost two soldiers the day before who were in a tunnel trying to clear the tunnel of ISIS directing Iraqi fighters, and they got involved in the firefight. And we lost two of our Marine Raiders. So that's four dead in the last 2 days. And hello to Catwoman and Road Dog. We hear you guys there right now. I just now see you on the messenger coming up. And, yep, you're right. You guys be careful and be safe out there. They're headed out of Laredo back to Lafayette, Indiana, with their trailer load of car parts. Now, the other thing is, the Army has signed a service agreement with the drug giant Gilead on an experimental COVID-19 treatment. Now, the U.S. Army Medical Research and Development Command has signed an arrangement with Gilead Services to provide the company's investigational coronavirus drug to U.S. troops confirmed to have the COVID-19 virus. Now, we'll see how that plays out. Again, this is the second group that we've heard that are getting this new COVID vaccine, the second group. So we'll see how this plays out. And again, they put this in the fast track to get this done so that the vaccine will be there sooner rather than later. Now, there was a general who was potentially exposed to coronavirus at a conference where preventing an outbreak was on the agenda. The top general in Europe who was possibly exposed at the Wiesbaden headquarters in Germany, where NATO land commanders were gathered to discuss plans for one of the largest American exercises on the continent since the Cold War. That's a shame that happened. By the way, there is no anti-missile protection in sight now for the Army Stryker vehicles. That was something that was being talked about, and they were hoping to be able to do that. They even talked about putting a laser on the Strykers. We'll see. So far, nothing on that. The Navy is waiting their COVID test kits in the PACCOM ships are self-quarantining, the ones that had been visiting one of the ports in Vietnam or elsewhere in Southeast Asia. Sailors from the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt, the cruiser USS Bunker Hill, are being monitored for the coronavirus after they went ashore in Da Nang in Vietnam this month during a shore visit. The ships don't have testing kits, so medical personnel are keeping a close eye on the sailors by merely monitoring their progress, and hopefully they'll be fine too. And the Air Force has now got 873 officers selected for promotion to captain. How about that? Also, the Air Force has barred guests from basic training graduations to limit the coronavirus spread. So, more information coming down about that. And Marine boot camp graduations and family events are continuing in San Diego. This, even though the Air Force and the Navy have canceled theirs, but the Marines are letting theirs go on. And the Space Force came out and said that they're not rushing to create a National Guard branch. Congress is expecting a report on how the Space Force will incorporate reserve forces by March the 19th. But the Space Force's top civilian hinted that the document may not go as far as establishing a Space National Guard just quite yet. Now, the Space Force is also adding another satellite to its first launch. The United States Space Force's latest anti-jamming communication satellite will be launched later this month. And we'll see how that all plays out. By the way, the New York Army National Guard that was activated to combat the coronavirus and establish a containment area in New Rochelle. Now, remember I told you the reason that happened was because the sanitation workers, the union sanitation workers, threatened a job action over having to do that. In one way, I don't blame them. Because even though it's their job to do that sort of stuff, they didn't want to subject themselves to the coronavirus. So, the governor, at the request of the mayor, Bill de Blasio, activated the National Guard for that particular area. It's about a mile square of New Rochelle. And the Coast Guard officials right now are digging into child care challenges of their active duty and civilian families with an online survey, focus groups, and a market analysis, trying to find out what they can do to help make things easier. By the way, the White House confirmed that our president is not going to go to Moscow for Russia's Victory Day celebrations. He was invited to go May the 9th, but he's not going to go now, much to the disappointment of the Kremlin, who are sorry that he's not coming. All righty, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way. We're going to get into the economics end of all this stuff that's going on right now with Chris. So we'll talk about that, and we'll be right back right here on all of these stations where they're playing the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and I want to give a special shout-out to Deborah over in Clearwater. Called me during the break with a question, which I'm going to ask Chris Markowski about here in a minute. He's on the phone, but this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, you want some sandwiches that are really good? It's kind of like in Syracuse. We used to have a place called the Original Sandwich Shop, and I know Chris knows what I'm talking about there. It was downtown, and they made the best sandwiches ever. Well, I found a spot called Mixon's Groveside Cafe, and boy, have they got them. Have they got them. You got to stop by 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida, inside the Mixon Fruit Farms retail store, and try one of their sandwiches. And then it gets better than that, because when you get done, you can go have the orange swirl ice cream. And then you got all the bases covered. So there you go. That's Mixon's Groveside Cafe. And by the way, you want to call up and get an order ready for you, and you can just pick it up when you get there. It's 941-748-5829. 941-748-5829. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to love it. And by the way, there's a captain's club there. You got a big old Captain's Club sandwich here right now. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Now, you are probably sitting there going, what could happen next?
when it rains and pours, I mean, it's pouring right now. There's no doubt about it. It's one bit of bad news after another bit of bad news. And a lot of uncertainty surrounding the markets right now, and I don't really see much. I don't see much of an end in sight right now. It'll end, but I think we're still going to be a couple weeks out, if not a little bit more, until we get some clarity, until we get the volatility to kind of calm down to some degree. I think we'll be bouncing around and have some heavy-duty movements to the upside and downside over the next couple of weeks.
Well, here's what I know, and I read this in a report that I'm looking at right now. If the president reduces and eliminates the payroll tax on businesses for until November or December, which is what they're talking about, that will put another $300 billion into the economy.
Yeah, we got to get that passed, and I just don't. I mean, you got Republicans that don't want it. You've got Democrats that don't want it. They haven't been able to get together on anything. There wasn't. In the president's speech last night, there was a bit of a lack of clarity in regards to what was going to be done outside. All people really heard was we're traveling the travel ban to Europe. I mean, that's what resonated with people coming out of this speech, coupled with the fact that, you know, Tom Hanks and his wife now have it, and the NBA basketball season has been suspended. So, you know, people are looking at these things, and they're saying to themselves, and traders are saying, well, you know what, how deep can this go? How much is this going to affect the economy and earnings and all that good stuff moving forward? And it's going to have a major effect. And so we can get, you know, back up and running again, and a bit of an all clear has sounded. You're going to have these very, very strong reactions to this. I mean, despite the fact that, you know, if the disease is very, very benign, perception is reality. And this is what people perceive. And, you know, you're not going to change that perception, I don't think, until they come up with something, whether it be some sort of vaccine or treatment for it.
Well, let me just tell you what I just read in the military news at the bottom of the hour. The Army has contracted with a company that has made a vaccine, a laboratory, which has made a vaccine. I'm trying to find the story real fast here. Thumbing through it real quick. And I'm going to tell you what the name of the company is. And they are going to be using, here it is, I believe I'm saying this right, Gilead Services, G-I-L-E-A-D. Maybe it's
Gilead. Yeah, I'm familiar. Their company's held up really well, but it's not there yet. I mean, it's not.
Oh, no, it is. It is there, Chris. Here we go. I'm going to read this. They signed an arrangement with Gilead Services. What is Gilead? Is that what it is?
Gilead
Services to provide the company's investigative coronavirus drug to U.S. troops confirmed to have COVID-19 virus. This is to start right away.
Yeah, but it's not getting out into the general public. They might be doing some testing still, but it's not there. I mean, it's not there. Once it's got to start getting out to the people. Amazon announced yesterday that they're going to be delivering test kits to people's homes, which is kind of interesting. But, you know, until, you know, the bit of an all clear has been sounded in regards to this, I don't see much of a change. I continue to see there's going to be very, very volatile out there, without a doubt.
Now, they're prioritizing the development of the vaccine. They want it developed in the United States of America. The president is going to do something some way. I think there's going to be some sort of executive order or something that's going to make it easier for the pharmaceutical companies that went overseas to China and Vietnam and elsewhere to come back to the United States, because he wants this stuff made in America, as well as the face mask and all that, which all found its way overseas. He wants that to come back to America. So I don't know if an executive order will do that. Do you?
I don't. You can't make an executive order say you can't order companies to do, you know, certain things. You can encourage them to do
that. Well, no, they're over there because of the taxes. We all know that. So I think he's going to try to initiate some sort of tax break again to bring them back to the United States, make it more affordable.
Well, I think companies will move if it's worthwhile for them to be here in the first place. And I think more and more companies, we saw this after the tariffs, are trying to diversify their supply chains to other areas. I think that's just going to be a natural, you know, thing. And I think it's going to be beneficial to the United States moving forward. I think we're going to see more of that, without a doubt. But you know, that's all down the road stuff. You're not going to see any effect right now. You know, we've got to get through the here and now, which is sometimes can be very, very difficult and rough, and we'll get through it. but it's going to take a little bit of time.
Now, some of the big businesses are doing some things here, and I'm not sure that this has anything to do with coronavirus, but Boeing yesterday announced that they're going to draw down a $13.8 billion loan to stockpile cash.
Well, Boeing's hurting right now. About 300 points in the downside yesterday was just due to Boeing alone. They made an announcement that, you know, their orders have been slashed for planes because of what's going on. I mean, again, you got to take a look at an entire industry. You're going to see airlines probably sell off today by more than 10%. They're going to get hit. All the flights to Europe are canceled. Those are very profitable flights for airlines. So they're, you know, major pain heading that direction.
Now, our president did the right thing in slowing down, but not stopping altogether, but slowing down the movement of people coming in from China and South Korea and Southeast Asia, correct?
Oh, from the get-go, I think that was definitely a good thing to do from the start. I do. People are going to, nitpick. Maybe it should be done earlier, whatever it may be. But I think that, you know, you're limited. You know, you don't want to overreact to things. But I think it was definitely the right move.
Well, Charlie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi said it was the wrong thing to do at the time. And now they're not saying anything to the questions. They're not answering the questions.
Well, yeah. Well, again, it's politics. It's par for the course. And we've gotten almost a part in time where politics is going to, you know, take the ship down unless we can get the Democrats and Republicans to work together to actually come up with a plan to help the American people. I don't know if they're going to be able to put aside their differences and do that, but it would be nice.
So oil, the futures on oil through the end of the year are $39 a barrel through the end of the year. Are they going to stay there?
I'm going to be honest with you. If the economy continues to drop off, they're going to go. They can go down even lower. But again, you're also dealing with the fact that you never know. Maybe Russia and Saudi Arabia come up with some sort of agreement. Who knows? If they do, then you're going to see, you know, a rapid move to the upside. The reality is that a lot of American oil companies and producers, the smaller ones out there, are going to go out of business.
And it won't be the first time either, right?
No. This has been going on since oil was first discovered. I mean, the Rockefellers used to do this. It was called, you know, sweating oil. You know, you drive the price down to a certain level that you can put companies out of business, and then you end up buying them up.
All right. Well, oil, I'm going to take a look at it real quick because we're running out of time. Oil has dropped again. It's down to $32.98. West Texas crude, Brent crude, is down to $35.77. A one-year forecast on oil is now down to $37 a barrel, dropped $2. And the price of gasoline wholesale by the shipload and the pipeload is $1.11 a gallon without the taxes.
Yeah, you're taking all those airplanes out of the air, you know, less demand, you're going to see the prices continue to drop. And again, there's definitely going to be an effect here in the United States, without a doubt, as far as the economy is concerned, as far as oil companies are concerned.
All righty, we will talk to you tomorrow. I can't wait to hear what goes on there, but oil's already dropped again today, folks. I'll see you tomorrow, Chris.
Have a good one.
All right, Captain's America Third Watch coming back. The Ron Edwards will be with us, and I didn't do that quite right, so I got to do it again when we come on after the top of the hour. Flip wants it done correctly. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shot you?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.